I'd like now to introduce the next, no. Don't laugh until you hear the joke. Okay. All right, I'm going to read two poems and an introduction to the first one. A long time ago, I was reading Susan Howe, and she said, sound precedes sense. Sound precedes meaning. So I decided to try that. Okay. So I wrote a poem called 12 Tones, 12 Tones of the Chromatic Scale. And they're published in one of my books. My books are being sold out very quickly. There are only a few left. So the price is now going up. Instead of $10, they're now $15. Okay. So I wrote this poem called 12 Tones, and then I brought it to a workshop, and one of the people in the workshop, a woman, said, read these, and said, I didn't hear any tones. I don't see any tones. I don't see any sounds. And she wrote down what I wrote, no sound, and the next one, no sound, and the only one sound that she found was the sound creak. Was it creak? Yeah, creak, like creak. Okay, so I looked them over, and I knew she was right. So I finally decided to play with it and give it a new title. And I couldn't find a title. So I ended up with the tones that weren't. So I played around with them. And I ended up with this. It's a very serious poem. even though it may not make any sense. Okay. The tones that weren't. Awkward gamble into daylight. Stumbles into a mind's face. The deep flight of vertebrae, scorched size, falcon-like, white day waits, kissed into being, quelled into a gale of stars. On silent prairies, when there is no wind, you can hear the longings gone. The sheep do not sing back. The goat horns do not sound. Silent now, burst of blue wind to the wind blare. The sea waits, hidden in sea horn, a sister shape. The human ear, a pool of darkness. Narcissus hears only echo above the river. The river shudders. Wrapped in convoluted conch. The terrible ear of memory. Snakes persists into a cluster of harmony. oracle, equilibrium, discord, long drift into the hollows, fiddle peg, creak in the fiddlehead. And this one is a recent poem. It doesn't require any explanation. The shrinking house. A bit shaky. This ladder, the upstairs window, some tough spots hard to get to. The brush so grubby in my hands. Painting this house for years, a haze far down to the asphalt. So fragile now, that house. It's getting smaller. So small, I can hold it in my hands. As the years tumble, it keeps shrinking. Soon it will be gone altogether. The screen door, I never get to fix it. Paint still sticking to my fingers. Thank you. Thank you.